Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. If you are in the U.S. of A, happy day before Thanksgiving. Danielle reminded me. Is that when Black Friday happens, when everybody goes crazy and shops like mad? I guess so. Holy moly. Welcome, my friends. Yep. Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all the things that happen. But thank you for being here instead. If you are cooking and getting ready for Thanksgiving, no problem. You can just listen to my voice. It's all good. And if you have time and you're on a computer and you're listening live, come over to the chat room and say hi. We are inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Just go to the click chat room. Yes. So today, thinking about life, and we're talking about, is it happening to you or is it happening for you? And if I forgot to tell you, I'm Heather, and this is Illuminate Your Worth. And we are talking about, is it happening to you or for you? And this isn't Pleasantville. This isn't a, come on, just be, think positive and think positive thoughts. No, because that's dismissive. This is about really looking at the stuff that's happening that you don't like and trying to see it from maybe from outside of it, if that's a kind of an idea. So from a place where you're not caught up in the drama. No drama llamas here, friends. There's no drama. This isn't the oh, why me place. This is the, this is happening and I don't like it. I want something different. So let's think about what that is, right? And it's interesting because I literally just came off of a podcast half an hour ago, speaking to a woman on her podcast about this very thing, about how it's happening for us even when we don't like it. Because we are in Earth school. And I used this example. So when we are little kids and we go off to school, we all like recess the best, right? We have courses we like, we have classes we like, we have teachers we like, we have teachers we don't like, we have classes that we don't like, we have classes that we're not as good at. And imagine, I think this is the, and I don't know for sure, Montessori, like I think it's their model, is you letting a person, this time as a child, follow what interests them and follow their curiosity, because it's going to end up being more than just recess, very likely. So imagine if you can think back to school, and the things that you thought were interesting, the things that you were excited about, the classes that you liked going to. And I don't think anybody liked math, but there's probably people who liked math and science, right? Because when they got to high school and university, they're like, this is interesting. And they kept going. That is following your alignment and following what's good for you, what you're kind of built for. But if you end up in the wrong class, and you don't like it, and you're unhappy, and you're not as good at it as you could be at something else, when you're in that discomfort place and it's not going well, then you're going to feel like you're a failure and that life is punishing you somehow. We have a strange subtext in our world about life is suffering, right? Life is suffering. It's funny because I was updating my website last night and I have an ebook called Life is Suffering, but this subtitle is Until You Choose. So life is suffering if you want it to be, but it doesn't have to be, right? Stuff's gonna happen, sure, stuff's gonna happen. It's life school. This is where we learn our lessons. And we can still have fun in life school, right? We can still have some super fun. This is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to, what I want you to consider, that life school is fun. And if you can step outside of the yuckiness, even that can be fun, right? So we're going to go through perhaps a few moments just as an example, you know, because life does kind of turn on a dime, you know, the things that happen to us. I have a friend who, she was out hiking. She was having a fabulous time. She saw a beautiful sunset. She was like, she messaged me, said, "I'm in heaven. It's so beautiful. I don't want to leave." So she stayed until it started to get dark. And then she twisted her ankle on the way back. Life throws things at you. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. Well, maybe there was just a lesson in that. You know, maybe it was don't be afraid of the dark. Something, who knows? It's often the lesson you don't realize until later. So there, when the lesson, when something shifts, there's that first like, oh my God. There's that little shock of something's happened to you. It doesn't have to be huge, a huge shock, but there's like this, you know, something's now different, right? And then there can be a spiral that starts inside of your head of the, maybe you did something wrong, or this is so terrible, or what about this, or what about this? And you're imagining all the terrible things that can happen. How about you pause that spiral and just be quiet for a minute and give another perspective a moment to come in. You can recognize that voice. We can recognize that voice. I'm not asking you to kill that voice. That voice is trying to assist you in its own way, the only way that it knows how, but it's not going to serve you. So let's just ask that voice just to be quiet for a moment. It's like, hold on, I'm on the phone. Just be quiet for a minute. I'll be right with you. So I have many stories of when the world turned, but think about, so when I was in the middle of the desert in Jordan, I think I've probably told this story more than once. I tell it all the time, but I was on vacation. You know, I was on this huge vacation. I'd been all through Egypt. I'd been to the pyramids. I'd been to Petra. I'm in the desert in Jordan, the place where they filmed Star Wars, you know, Tatooine. There's the rock formation. Everybody's posing like Jedis and getting their picture taken. And I was wandering around and I was looking up and I was walking backwards and I tripped. The only rock in the desert. I had their trips over it. So I could give myself a really hard time. And it's so interesting to me because I fell. So I fell backwards, nasty plunge, right? Backwards. And I landed on my wrist. And my immediate thought was, oh my gosh, that's not good. Because you know right away when something's not just a normal fall down, right? And I looked at it and I said, oh my gosh, that's not good. So I took my watch off and I could hear the voice in my head saying, oh my God, what did you just do? I can't believe you just tripped over that. What about the rest of your trip? What's going to happen now? All of this stuff happened and I just went, let's just be quiet for a minute. You know, I don't have to panic. It's not a catastrophe. No, I have a broken bone. I knew it was broken. I have a broken bone, but there's no broken skin. There's nothing happening. It's starting to swell. My first thought, interestingly, was I'm going to have to get out of the desert. So, and it's going to be a long ride. So I'd better go to the bathroom. This might be too much information for you, but I went behind a rock. I went to the bathroom and I came back to where everybody was. And I was holding my wrist and I was tractioning it a little bit because that made it feel better. And I went up to my guide and I said, I fell down. And he said, maybe it's just sprained. And I kind of laughed and I was shaking my head back and forth going, yeah, maybe it is. I knew it wasn't. So that was the beginning of my adventure. And It was so entertaining. When I tell people about this incident, the first thing I say is, "Oh, I broke my wrist. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." And I kind of laugh and I say, "No, it was actually really, really entertaining." And I had the opportunity to have some experiences that were not catastrophic. I wasn't doing the why is this happening? I wasn't doing the my trip is ruined. I wasn't doing a what does this mean about my family and my vacation? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? I stayed where I was because that catastrophizing is projecting into the future things that may or may not happen. So you're projecting into the future the worst possible scenario, and you're not letting yourself imagine other scenarios. So if you can't imagine other scenarios, then don't. Just stay where you are. Stay with the present moment. So I stayed in the present moment because I wasn't even trying to think about the future. And my guide, we took everybody back to the Bedouin camp where we were staying, and we went to the clinic. Very nice doctor. There's a picture of him on my Instagram if you want to go look at him. He put a splint on it and he said, "Yeah, you need an x-ray. We don't do that here." I'm like, "Okay, thanks." And then they drove me to the next hospital, which was a military hospital, and they took an x-ray, and it was so interesting. There was, because it's a military hospital, the people who are there are very serious and they're walking around and they're doing their things and And they said, "Yeah, it's broken. You need it set." I'm like, "Great." So we don't do that here. I'm like, "Oh, super. Now where are we going?" So then they drove me to another hospital, this hospital in the city. So we're probably a couple hours into driving around now. And I eventually got an x-ray, but it was so interesting that the people in the city hospital kept coming up and, like, I think they were blessing me or saying, "Oh, say," they were saying nice things. I could tell the energy of what they were saying. They were saying nice things to me. And because who sees a redheaded white girl in the middle of a hospital in Jordan? It's very unusual. And it was broken, yes. It was a beautiful photograph that I got of the break. And the doctor said, "I'm very good at this." I'm like, "Great. So we're finally going to set it." "Yes, we're finally going to set it." And there probably was pain, but that's not what I remember. That's not what I remember of that story. What I remember of that story was the meeting all of these different people who did what they could and then sent me to the next place. The person who was finally able to help me, two big strong men who are pulling on my arm so that the doctor could set the bone, which is so funny that I was trying to find my cell phone to take a picture of it because I thought it was so comical. Now, I don't have a super high pain tolerance, my friends. I don't. I'm not like some kind of person who doesn't feel pain. My dentist has to put extra freezing in when he does works on my teeth. But I chose to be okay with the fact that I was in pain and that this had happened. And I didn't let the voice of spiral, the voice of making everything terrible, take over the situation because I would have missed so much stuff. I would have missed all of this interesting things going on, watching people, they pay for things, watching my guide pay for, I'm like, "Oh, what's that for? Oh, I have to pay for that too. You have to pay for the plaster. You have to pay for the man who pulled on your arm." It's all good. It's just fascinating. And I came out with a really cool story. I used to tell people that I was attacked by desert ninjas, but I think this story is better because I had this experience in a culture that you don't very often get to experience if you live in North America. And every time I travel, I'm just struck by everybody's just people. People are just people. Everybody's got their own thoughts and ideas and opinions. Everybody's thinking that they want to be happy and have their families and do the things they want to do. It's when we complicate it with all this politics and stuff that it gets a bit sideways. But when you go into the places where you visit, people are people. And that was a beautiful experience that I took away from that. So I don't feel like falling and breaking my wrist was a punishment. There were other lessons that came with it. I've done episodes of my podcast about that, I think on the old podcast, but there are things that kind of continued on afterwards. But think about, like, life does shift in a moment. In one moment, I'm climbing up and down on rocks, looking at things in Jordan, and the next moment, I'm in the hospitals experiencing something different. So the waves of emotion that come, you might be afraid, you might be frustrated, you might be angry with yourself. It's okay. They're going to come. It's just natural. It's the pause that's going to help you. So we're going to go to our first break because I'm going to talk about this a little bit more on this pause and how to use this to help you. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. We're talking about life happening for you, even when it seems like it's happening to you. While I'm away, by the way, pop over and give us a 5-star review on whatever you're listening to. That would be fabulous. Okay, my friend, I'll see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yay. So I have a scar from when I broke my wrist. I'm going to get it tattooed at some point with the pyramids just for the fun of it. So it is, humans are wired this way, right? When something happens, we go, oh my gosh, okay, something happened. Okay, what am I going to do? Am I safe? Our mind goes to, am I safe? Everything that we do is funny. This is a realization I had like an hour ago. When you talk to people about what they want to be happy. But what they really want is to be safe. And once they're safe, they'll look for happy. But safety isn't necessarily where you find happiness. It's a little off topic. I'm going to do an episode about that later on, maybe in the new year. So when we're in this place where something's happened, we feel like something undesired has happened, something that we didn't plan for has happened, and we suddenly feel unsafe, right? So we start thinking about all of the unsafety things that are going to happen. And if you can pause that for a minute, just a moment, long enough to take a breath, then you're going to be able to tune back into what's actually happening. Tune back into what's actually going on. When I fell, I was safe. I was safe, you know. There's no man-eating tigers in the desert that I know of. When I was swimming in the Nile, they said to watch out for crocodiles. I don't know if they were serious or not, but in the desert, I was safe. It was just really inconvenient, really, you know. It had disrupted what I had planned to do that day. Think about lost luggage. It really disrupts your plans. What happens when you lose your luggage? Do you lose your mind? Do you start yelling at people? Do you start stressing about what you're going to wear? And that's why you keep your medication with you if you need some, right? But yeah, losing luggage isn't fun, but there's ways around it, right? There's still things to enjoy. So when you get that first wave of, oh my gosh, now what? Find that, oh, hold on, hold on, don't worry, everything's okay, unless you do need to like get out of the way of a speeding train or something, but then do it. But then give yourself that, where am I safe right now? And then what is the next step right now? My next step right now at that time was to go relieve myself. And then it was to go and tell my guide. And then the next step, and then the next step. And I just followed those steps with curiosity of what's next, what's next. And I didn't just go blindly, you know, when the doctor gave me a photo of the x-ray, I sent it to a friend of mine who's an orthopedic surgeon in Canada. And I just said, hey, look at this. And she sent me a message back saying, and told me exactly what to do. My husband, who was still in the Bedouin camp, because I told him to stay there because he would just be too worried. And I knew he would, you know, interrupt my fun. Love you, by the way, honey. I messaged him saying, okay, I've got a cast on. I'm going to the hotel and everything's fabulous. He said, do you want us to change the flights? We can fly home right away. I said, no, I'm fine. All I got is a broken wrist. I've got more exploring to do. As soon as I got home, I went to the hospital. They took an x-ray again. I should be glowing by now. And then I had surgery on Christmas Eve. It all worked out perfectly. It's working out for you, my friend. It's working out for you. And the lessons continue. You know, there's a bump in the road. It throws you off your game. You pause. You think, what's this for? And then you keep asking those questions because it depends on how long-term the thing is. So I was in a cast for quite a while, right? So I was like, oh, that lesson was just to go and explore. But it wasn't. That wasn't the lesson. That was one of the lessons. There can be more than one. Think about school. They pack lessons on lessons. So I didn't realize the main lesson right away until I had to start living with one hand, right? So living with one hand means you need help. And I laugh now, but this was one that I kind of chafed against a little bit. This is one that I didn't want to learn. You know, I go through life having fun. Seriously, yeah, life should be fun. But I didn't want to learn this lesson. Asking for help and accepting help, they're two different things. And this, I mean, this is a really good example of discomfort. This isn't good because for me, well, for me, this was a place of discomfort. The, you know, yeah, I didn't want a broken wrist. I can't change that now. But the lessons that came afterwards, dealing with the ongoing, is where some of the good stuff was. The discomfort of having a pain in my hand, I can handle. It's funny, the discomfort of asking people for help, that was a whole new place for me. My husband calls me, says my middle name is stubborn. Probably my mom does too. Heather Stubborn Stewart. And I do tend to be a little stubborn because I love being self-sufficient. And so many women take on that role of doing everything. And for some people, it's like a failure if you ask for help or if you accept help. You want to, like, maybe it's an ego thing, a pride thing, your self-worth thing. But really, we're all on the planet to help each other. We are all on the planet to help each other. And if you are not accepting help or asking for help, you're cutting yourself off from a lot. This is one of my lessons. And I mean, it was simple. Some of it was simple. I can't open a jar. Can't brush my hair. I can't wash my hair. I can't do things on the right-hand side of my body because my left hand is broken. And my left hand was broken. I'm a lefty. I had to learn how to write with my right hand, which I did, by the way. It's good for your brain, but I had to constantly ask people to do things for me. Can you open this jar? I couldn't wash dishes. I had to ask my husband to wash my hair. He had to learn how to brush my hair and braid it. He actually quite enjoyed that. And asking your partner is one thing, but asking people you don't know, it was winter. I had to ask strangers to zip up my coat for me. Now, tell me that's not a challenge for someone who does stuff by themselves all the time, right? And it lasted long enough that I realized what the lesson was. And that's okay. It's like being with what's going on. I actually started to find it comical because when I realized what was going on, I was like, okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the lesson. Love you, universe. And when you can make it part of something enjoyable, the discomfort might not go away entirely. I didn't really want to ask strangers to put my groceries into my grocery bag for me or zip up my coat or any of these things. But I started to find it comical that I had to do this. And when you can lighten that, the discomfort is so much less, right? It's so much less. And I also like think about the pressure we put on ourselves to perform. We have it's entrenched in our society to win the gold medal, win the Quidditch Cup, win, get the promotion, get the higher salary, get the recognition. We are put on pressure to always be this, to perform and be this big, fabulous thing. But give yourself space. You don't have to do that. What does that get you? Makes your ego happy. Your ego is an important thing, by the way. Don't give your ego a hard time, but don't let it run the show. Your ego is, maybe I should do a show about the ego, but your ego is important. Don't try to shut it down. Don't try to shut down all of the voices. They're all there trying to protect you. They're just not always doing it in the best possible way. So, learning to make it fun. Make Earth School fun. There's the final exam is at the very end when you go back and check in. But along the way, just have fun. You're not going to be held back a grade. You're not going to get sent to the principal's office. Just make it fun. And if you allow the discomfort to come in, this is important. Don't deny it. Don't deny the discomfort. Allow the discomfort to come in. And I don't know what just happened to my computer. Sorry, friends. Allow the discomfort to come in, but you don't have to spiral into the suffering. You don't have to spiral into the suffering. You can say thank you for that. Let's go on to what the lessons are. Let's check in with what I might take away from this, and that'll turn down the discomfort and the pain and the agony and all of those things. I'm not denying that these things exist in the world at all, friend. I'm not denying it at all. And I'm not dismissing it. I think it's important to recognize it and then take the next step. That's what I want you to do. So we're going to go to our next break, I think. Yes, I see the messages from my friend Danielle. We're coming on to our next break. So go get yourself a glass of water, get yourself refreshed, do a few jumping jacks. Come back in a few moments and we'll talk some more about how to have more fun. This is Heather. We're on Illuminate Your Worth on the Aspire Choices Network. Come back in a moment. We'll see you in a flash.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
All right, here we go. So this is the why me episode. No, this is trusting that it's happening for you no matter what it is. Even if it's insignificant, like you missed the train or something, there's a reason for it, right? There's a reason things are happening. And we are super intelligent and smart and amazing beings, but in this density on the 3D world, we can't possibly understand all of the interconnection of things to know why these things are happening. But maybe later we can get some perspective. Unless we get a flash of brilliance, I guess that could happen too. But think about this, like, is there something in your life that you tried to go by too quickly because you didn't want to be in it? And that could be anything, you know, emotional pain, physical pain, discomfort, something you don't like, something that felt icky. It's interesting how the universe delivers three things yesterday that I listened to, all unrelated from each other. One guy was talking about tarot cards. One guy was talking about NLP, and I was listening to Abraham. Completely different places, but they all had the same message. It was like, you are in, when you're in that place of discomfort, what are you trying to avoid? And yes, tarot cards, he was talking about that. He was talking about the dark tarot, but he was talking about how these things in our life that we see as demons, as like our demons, we call them our demons, are actually trying to protect us from being uncomfortable, right? We avoid a conversation because we avoid conflict because it's uncomfortable to be in conflict and we don't want to be there. So like that was one of the examples. So is there something that you were moved past quickly or avoided because it was uncomfortable and you didn't want to do it? Because there could have been a lesson there. And in my experience so far on the planet, it's going to come back again in a different way. So I like to learn my lesson. I try to learn my lesson. It doesn't always work the first time. So here I am. I've got a broken wrist, and we're talking about performance. So, we've got this idea that we always have to excel, excel, excel. I need to be the best healer on the planet. I'm going to heal faster than anyone. No, you're not. You don't have to be the fastest healer. You don't have to be able to, do all these things better than everybody else, because it's give yourself some love. That's what you should do better than anybody else. You should love yourself more than anybody else. So, luckily, when I had broken my wrist, I had already retired from massage therapy, because I probably would have felt that pressure of, when am I going to be able to go back to work? 6, 10, 12 weeks. I'd had surgery, so it takes a while for your strength to even come back. And when it first happened, I actually couldn't close my hand. I couldn't touch my fingers together. Now, I'm back to normal. But the thing about the lessons that you're learning is they are on the other side of the discomfort. So the lesson that you are being presented with, the gift of the lesson that's coming for you, is about what's on the other side of that. And if you don't let yourself get to the other side of it, then you don't get the gold. There's no gold medal when you stay in the discomfort, or if you walk away from it. If you're still someone who likes to achieve, I've been accused of being an overachiever. I'm down with it. I'm okay with it. I'd like to choose where my overachievement now manifests itself, because I want it to be somewhere useful to the world. So if you're thinking about things, if you can think of something that you tried to move past, or you did move past really quickly because you found it super uncomfortable. Well, one, as a therapist, did you stick it somewhere in your body? And now it's going to come up later as some kind of disease, or as a symptom of something. Not all things that come are manifested through, emotion necessarily. I won't label it with that, all those things with that. But yeah, me, I am an overachiever, definitely. Sandy. I'm just super curious about all the things in life. That's all. But if you move past really quickly and you shove it down, it's going to come back in another way. I've talked about that, how it can like poof, come out as an explosion. Those are bad. Or it'll come back around in another way to try and teach you again. Because you agreed, believe it, whether you buy into my belief or not, that's down. I'm cool with that. But I believe you came here to learn specific things. You signed up for, yeah, I want to learn that, and I want to learn that, and I want to learn that. That won't be fun. That'll be fun. It's like, imagine when you, I remember when I got my very first university catalog in 1985. Yes, that's when I went to university. It was paper. You couldn't register online. It was paper. It's like, wow. And I'm going through all the classes. I'm like, wow, look at all these cool things. When I was in the classes, I was like, oh my God, why did I sign up for this class? I hate this class. But then afterwards, I was like, wow, that was pretty good. So going back to my original example of life school is like school school. You picked your courses before you came, my friend. So learn the lesson. Learn the lesson. So let's think about this. When something happens to you and there's a bump, say something happens, it doesn't have to be, me. I mean, my biggest ones were fairly, body associated, but you could have emotion related stuff. You could have someone pass away. You could have someone troll you, or, be a mean person to you. You could have someone at work that you really need to deal with, and you've been avoiding it. You could have a broken heart, right? Hearts don't break. They just get a little bruised. And that's okay because they heal. But if there was something, think of something where you're uncomfortable. Instead of saying, why me, why me, why me, and be the drama llama, can we switch that to what now? What's going on now? What can I do right now? And if it's uncomfortable, so a meditation practice that is really good, I know that you have heard me say how amazing meditation is. Meditation style of your choice, walking, yoga, tai chi, breathing, breath practice, whatever it is, meditation style of your choice. Have that what now experience where you just say what now and wait and see what happens. Maybe it's a little shift in perspective. And when you're meditating, this is what I was going to say. If you can think about yourself as, this is going to sound a little bit weird. I think I just put my hand up. Sorry, Danielle. Think about yourself as two entities. Think about yourself as you, the here I am, I'm doing all the things, I've had life going on, tra la 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 la. And then think about the maybe that's the soul you, the higher self you, the unstruck bell you, the core essence of you, the 21 grams of you. If you can step into that you, that's it's you, but just a little bit step back from the drama. It's like you step out of the circle of the argument that's happening. Just to watch what's going on, if you can imagine that. Some people like to imagine they're watching the movie of their life going on. I had a meditation teacher who would say, you know, there's the bird eating the fruit, so you are the bird eating the fruit, and the bird watching the bird eating the fruit, right? So if you can take yourself, just pull yourself a little bit out of the drama to get a perspective of what's happening. That's going to allow you to see more clearly, give you some space to breathe, let you kind of be with what is happening without forcing it to be done and over with. And there's nothing wrong with you, by the way. There's nothing to fix. You don't have to fix anything. It's just feeling it, allowing the feeling, because it's just energy. Allowing the feeling to come in, allowing it to do, show you what it wants to show you, and then allowing it to carry on its way, right? You don't have to keep it around. You don't have to store it. You can just let it process. It's an energy, it's a feedback, it's a mechanism to have you learn something. That's what discomfort is. You know, it's like you touch the stove when you're a little kid. Oh, that's hot. I'm not going to touch it again. So the feeling of touching the stove was your feedback. You know, but it's funny because the emotional lessons we think are pain are almost more painful, and we don't necessarily learn the right lesson. Imagine the first time I stood up in front of my grade four class to give a speech, I almost passed out. Like all of the blood rushed out of my head. My vision closed in and I almost passed out. And my lesson from that was, oh, you can't public speak, Heather. No, you've got to be really quiet. Don't draw attention to yourself. It'll make you pass out. So that was my grade four self. And it took me a little while to realize that that discomfort came from somewhere else. It came from somewhere else, some past learning that I had transferred into public speaking. And I had to rewire that. I was like, wow, that's not true. That's not true at all, Heather. Let's examine that. Let's examine why that happened. Now, in grade four, I didn't know. Even up to, you know, probably 20 years ago, I just started to unpack what that was. But that's why I'm saying you're not broken. You're not broken. You can always learn. You can always learn. There's always something new to learn, and you don't need to fix anything. It's just what else can you learn? What else can you learn? There's always something new to learn. So when you had something that happened to you and you were saying, why me, why me, why me, you can still revisit that and revisit the energy of that and think about, okay, what might have actually been going on? What might have been a more interesting way? And I'm using interesting on purpose, a more interesting way to react to that, right? Maybe a more interesting way would be just to let whatever was happening happen. Maybe something interesting would be being more honest with whatever whoever was reacting, interacting with you, or being more honest with yourself about what was going on inside of you instead of turning away from it, right? So the choices that you make, even when they're small, can help you. Right. So getting meaning from the messiness, meaning from the messiness, that is a different way to, it's like a choice point. It's like, this is getting messy. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. What can I take from this? And every cloud has a silver lining. Everybody knows that one, right? Oh my God. It's such a cliche. It's so overused. But if that helps you say, okay, something just happened and there's going to be a nugget here for me. What's my nugget? Danielle is telling me that it's time for our last break. You're the best, Danielle. Hearts for you. So stay tuned. We're going to wrap her up. We're going to get your presents and we're going to talk about being present. That's a present. This is the Inspired Choices Network. I am Heather on Illuminate Your Worth, and this commercial break is happening for you.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Okay. Welcome back, my friend. And every breath is happening for you. Every sunbeam is happening for you. Every cloud is happening for you. And I know that I would not be talking to you if I hadn't used some of the things that happened to me in life to help me learn more, right? And you can view them as breakdowns. I don't view them as breakdowns. It's funny that I have this strange resistance to, you have to break down to break through. Like, I don't know why I have a resistance to that whole thing, because I don't see it as a breakdown. Breakdown is like, you know, lying on the floor in a puddle. And they say that's where the breakthrough happens. I don't agree that that has to happen. That's my personal philosophy. I don't agree that has to happen. I do agree that stuff has to happen for you to learn something. And that sometimes the stuff that happens, we don't like, right? But what if your life is not falling apart? When big stuff happens, what if your life actually isn't falling apart? What if it's just rearranging itself to make it even better? And it may not be the same as what you want, your expectation. I was talking to a client, what day is it today? I was talking to her on Monday. And she was talking, and it's funny because it was the alignment activation, my friend. sign up for the free alignment activation. It's an hour with me to figure out what's happening for you and to help try to see some patterns and figure things out. And one of the conversations was something wasn't working the way she wanted. And I said, but is it what's happening bad? And it just wasn't the way she wanted, right? So let life arrange itself for your best good. Don't fight with it. There's lessons in all of it. Like, I wouldn't trade my stroke, even though it wasn't great and wasn't totally fun. I wouldn't trade my broken wrist, even though I didn't really choose it. And there was aspects of it that were annoying and I didn't want to learn that lesson, but I'm still learning that one. And I didn't just recover. Like, I didn't just like, okay, I'm just going to deal with this and recover and go back the same. I took my lesson and started to try and worked on embodying what that lesson was, right? I reclaimed part of myself. I claimed that lesson. I got my brownie badge or my guide badge. You know, it's like, look, I learned this lesson. Here's my badge, right? I didn't just try to skip over it and get through it. So your life isn't falling apart, right? If you feel like your life is falling apart, the sky is not falling. It's just rearranging itself. And when the thing that's happening to you feels like you're off track, sometimes it's a detour. So if you think about road trips, and I've used this example before, road trips are great because you can take a detour and go find something really cool. So if your life is taking a detour, what if it's just going to try to show you something really cool over here? You're going to miss it if you just go charging on past. So I'm not telling you to be grateful. You don't have to be grateful for hard things. I'm grateful for my hard things, but I'm past, like, I think you find the ability to be grateful afterwards when you figure out kind of what happened. But you can stay open. Even if you're not in that grateful place, you can stay open to what they came to show you by being in that pause. And you don't have to figure it out today, right? This is just, I'm trying to plant some seeds so we can grow some beautiful flowers, right? So if something comes up today, it's like, huh, what's this moment trying to teach me? Even if you don't have an answer, it might come to you in the middle of the night. And you're not being punished. You did not come. I don't believe that we came here to be punished. I don't believe in the dogma of you have to be punished for being a human, right? I do not believe in that at all. I believe that the things that are happening for you are so that you can enjoy and embrace the richness of this human space. And if you feel discomfort or unease about something, don't beat yourself up. Don't run away. Don't hide. Just sit and ask what the message is and then wait. Don't try to answer it with your logical brain because it's not right. Your logical brain is great for some things. It's not great for these things. But think about being in a space of imagination. Some of my best answers come when I'm asleep. And I'm not always the best at interpreting them. I'm gonna own that. Last night I had the strangest dream, but I will let it just kind of float around in my head and then I'll go, oh, now I get it. I think that's what this meant. So ask the question and then just wait to see how the universe chooses to respond. Easy peasy. My friend, oh my God, I could talk about this all day apparently, but we got 15 seconds left. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Make sure that you subscribe, like, share, love, send me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach. I will see you again next week. Take care of yourself. See you soon.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.